Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
On that weekday, when your man got his first taste,
on the couch at your mama's house. You sat on my lap with your back out. You said my side made you get it off. And I encourage you to let go. I know you love the way I take control. It's so on goofy. I got a scene for you. Polynesian mama. Take it like a solid raincoat when it's on you. Marlena show. California soul. What we banging on. And my sweet on the top floor.
Got to be real.
Inside this money Monday, June 13, 2011. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Thanks for riding tonight. A continuation from last night, part two. Prenup. If your spouse or actually if your fiance pulled a prenup out on you, you know, how would you respond? You know, and last night spun another question out of that topic, and we're talking about money, and it came up that men are intimidated by women with money. I don't think that's true, but many last night said yes. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good evening, everyone.
What's good? What's good? CeeLo is out of it tonight. Domare on the way. Looks like we already got people hanging out already on the topic tonight. Again, Inside Money Monday, we got your finance segment coming to you live from Newark tonight. Toya, you pretty much, you know, you were looking for a post-nuptial last night, weren't you?
No, I was being smart. But I was wondering if that's possible. Like, is there a such thing? I mean, I guess any type of contract can be drawn up at any time, but I didn't know if there was any such thing as a post-nuptial.
I've actually never heard of a post-nuptial.
That's something I just made up.
And when you mentioned it last night, I was like, is there a such thing as a post-nuptial? And guess what? There was a such thing as a post-nuptial, and it was a written contract executed after a couple gets married or have entered into a civil union to settle a couple's affairs and assets in the event of a separation or divorce. So it's literally a nuptial that you sign after you get married, but still it serves the same purpose as a prenup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. I had never heard of a post-nup last night, prior to last night.
Yeah.
So
I'm glad to see others thinking along the same line.
Hey, and I'm interested to know if, because Ms. McCaskill is back with us tonight, I'm interested to know, Keela, welcome back to the show tonight. Did you know of a such thing as a post-nuptial? Had you ever heard of that before? Keela McCaskill, everybody.
I've heard of it, but I don't have enough information about it. So
okay.
I couldn't even elaborate on post-nuptial.
I just shared, you know, at the end of the day, it's something very similar to a prenup. But it's simply executed after you get married, but serves the same purpose, you know, to make sure that you understand what's yours is yours and what's mine is mine. That's crazy, though. That's crazy.
Being
even after you get married.
So I don't know.
You said you can't see it as what? I'm sorry.
Being as complete as a prenup.
Being
I don't know if it
complete.
Includes all the... You know, I don't know if it has some exclusions or, you know, if it blocks out a certain period of time. So I don't know how that will work, but it would be interesting.
Right. Well, what it says is it says, like the contents of a prenuptial agreement, it can vary widely, but commonly includes provisions for division of property and spousal support in the event of divorce, death of one spouse, or breakup of the marriage. And in rare cases, a prenup may be enforceable without a marriage, such as domestic partnership or registered partnership. So, you went back to provisions. I'm sure some of the provisions are a little different in a post-nuptial compared to a prenup.
Got it.
If you did not tune in last night, I would encourage you to go back and check out the podcast. It was comical but serious. It was informative but poignant, I believe. And tonight,
we just going to pick up where we left off and really talk more about, again, do we really think men are really intimidated by women's money? I just don't understand it, really. I mean, I think I can see it from the perspective that I want to be the breadwinner. You know, a lot of men in their households want to be the breadwinner. You know, that's what makes you the head of your household. You know, but to me, if you really, you know, doing the best you can, and your wife is in a situation where she's making more money, as long as it's coming back to the house, what difference does it make? That's my perspective on it. But I absolutely get that that's not everybody's perspective on it. Hey, tonight, we're going to talk about it a little bit more. We'll be right back. TM Hime Radio Live.
Don't want to be a player. Don't want to be a player.
I don't wanna be claim she loved me because of who I am. So yeah, prenup is necessary. Then it might be a whole plot from the beginning, from the day she met me, to get married, to divorce me and take my money if I ain't know her before the million. So yeah, that's definitely necessary. Can't trust nobody, not even your fiance.
Not even your fiance. I mean, if you don't really know her, hey, please help the women who are listening tonight understand I'm not the only man who's not intimidated by a woman with money.
No, definitely not intimidated, because my whole life I've been messing with females with no money. So that's definitely a good thing if you got money. That's what I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? You be teammates, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired of giving you gas money. Give me some gas money. You know what I mean?
Not gas money, though.
Hey, help a brother out.
Man,
Law. Hey, check this joint out right here from Law. It's called Save Me, TMI Radio Live. That's what I'm doing.
I am hurt, but no one cares. I make real music that no one hears. Some stick of life, cause it's unfair. But when I don't play fair, I gotta go in there. Stuck inside a cell with nowhere to go. The one person I wanna call turns on me though. Success moving slow, my life moving fast. I'm damn near 30 with my broke ass. Can't take my eyes off the hourglass. That is when me and the devil clash. I was on the road to riches, but I didn't last. I crashed, of course, cause it's a crash course. Don't take me, Lord, I'm falling for the devil's knife that's at my door. Yeah, I know if you were dead, it's a nigga way. Leave me alone. Don't take me, Lord, I'm falling for the devil's knife that's at my door. Yeah, say I have no regret, but that sounds foolish. When I know I'm filled with remorse, so I go to church and try to blend in with the church members. Try to neglect the fact that I be doing what the devil would put. You know the drugs, the sex will protect it. No healthcare, you know who knows, you could be infected. The truth hurts, but the truth you can't neglect it. What's the perfect picture? My portrait is unprotected. When the music's from the heart, there's no way to edit. I'm not here to entertain you, I'm not Cedric. So my pain makes you laugh, go ahead, have a ball. Just remember, the karma comes for us all. Nothing wrong with being on the top, but what I'm telling y'all, if you don't do right, that just means you'll have a long fall. So y'all can hide and stop, I'ma just stand tall. And if I got lost,
Radio Live. I'm not sure what it was that was playing because I didn't catch the name. However, I do know
that we got
that was Law. See, my fiance said I'm having technical difficulties with my phone, so I have missed all that. I just came in at the end, really. But I do know I heard Law before the phone went out, and I just want to know what's been going on. I actually haven't heard him call in a while. So, what's been going on with you, Law?
So I was just really just calling, you know, I got to check in with y'all because y'all show me support for one. So I always call in, like, periodically. But, you know, I want to plug and be at the Norville June 24th
You know, show starts at 7. Well, actually, the show starts at 8. Doors open at 7. Tickets ain't number $10. So, you know, I just want to plug that in. It's going to be a good show at Inova in Norfolk, Virginia.
Hey, who you out there with, man?
Well, it's called Seven Cities Summer Show Out. So it's like a,
okay,
you know, seven city thing. It's a lot of, you know, 757 artists, you know, going to be holding it down that night. It's on a Friday, so, you know, it should be a good night.
Hey, on Friday, June what again?
June 24th.
June 24th. And where can we pick up tickets?
You can go to Ticketmaster, ticketmaster.com, or you can call them. I don't know the number right now, but, you know, you can just get in contact with Ticketmaster, and tickets are just $10. That's all. You'll be in the building.
Hey, well, it's early as the 13th. Come back, and we'll pick it up as well. Come back and talk about it. It's a man law performing Friday, June 24th, the Norba. That's
right
down north of us from MacArthur Center, folks, north of VA.
Yes, sir.
That's what's good, man. Well, thanks for stopping past, bro. You can come back anytime.
Yeah, you know, y'all stay up, man.
Hey,
you
too,
love. Take care.
All right, y'all too. Appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you.
So Mayor.
Terrence.
Has it been your experience that that we appear intimidated by women with money?
I'm not saying all, but some, yes. And maybe I have to step out there on a limb for the women and say, at some point, we got to take responsibility of who we share our time and space with. You know, I mean, if we
recognize
that. Go ahead.
What do you mean? We got to have money in order for you to share your time and space. Get out of here.
No, I didn't say that. I said, you asked me, are men intimidated? Some men are. But then I said, as a woman, I'm going to step out there on a limb and say, it's the woman's responsibility to recognize who she's sharing time and space with. Because if the man is intimidated by her having her own, she need to go in and kick rocks. What's she sticking around for? That's just unnecessary drama. Why? I mean, come on, you got to know what you want and know that, and not settle for this because you want attention or this, or you want somebody, in, you know, just because. So, I mean, it's kind of like we share the responsibility in that too, because, yes, there are some men who are intimidated by women who make their own money, who can bring something to the table as well, who don't need them. They want us to depend on them. They want to be needed, and we take that away from them when we bring our own. And then you have some men who that excites, like yourself, you know, in law, who that's wonderful. But everybody don't share those same sentiments.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely understand that some dudes, you know, it's a power trip for them. You know, it's a straight power trip. But I don't – well, anyway – we'll keep this conversation going. Jump on it. I mean, it's folks out there. Chime into the conversation. I just don't want to feel like I'm the only dude that's not intimidated by a female's money. I know for a fact I'm not the only dude, you know, but sometimes maybe our actions, you know, contradict how we're feeling. You know, sometimes I think we respond to the fact that, you know, some of y'all just don't know how to talk to dudes. You know, some of y'all try to pull rank just because you, you know, got a little bit of money. You know, some of y'all are dead wrong with how y'all communicate to your spouses, you know, talking about what you broke ass. You know what I mean? That's the kind of stuff that, you know that kind of bothers a dude, specifically when he wants to be the head of the household, but he's not in a position to be the head of the household. Help me out, Sincere, on the live from Bob Beast tonight. What's cracking, my dude?
What's up?
Sincere.
Man, it's kind of sensitive, right? I got a lot of Facebook messages and shit about stuff I said last night. So I'm sure I'm gonna get a lot from tonight. So before everybody get mad, I'm about to let you know and be real chauvinistic. I don't mind a woman that has money. Don't mind that at all. I'd rather mess with a woman that has money. I mean, I've probably said it 50 million times before on the show. I won't mess with a broke chick because she has nothing to give me but sex. And if all I'm going to get from you is sex, why be in a relationship with you?
Better watch your mouth.
Come to the table. Even kill. point blank. Forget all the prenup stuff. I don't care about that. You got whatever, whatever. I don't want nothing you got anyway because I'm a man about mine. If we part ways, you make more than me, you walk away. I don't care about all that. But to touch on, Terrence did it politically. To touch on the whole thing with women who have more money messing with the dude that's, you know, trying. The reason why most of y'all don't have men is because y'all don't know how to talk.
All right.
Straight talk
right.
Shit to dudes. You broke ass, get up off this, do this, do that. Dude I work with, do this, and he do that. Well, if you wanted a dude that you work with, be with that dude. But what happened was, you and your big money, you met the broke dude who laid the man dingo dick on you. So now you're in love.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So all the money that you make, you know what I'm saying, you paying for good sex. The same thing dudes do. Women want to be women. I mean, for years, way back, women always say they want to be treated like a man. Now some women think they're men. So,
this is true.
Find myself saying if a woman stay in a woman's place, then it wouldn't be hard thing. You know what I'm saying? You can have money and be ladylike.
Hey, a woman stay in their place. Uh-oh, sister. Hey, you and two of the TMI Radio Live. We'll be right back, everybody.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
A long journey is here. Under millions of cars. Where some tell you? I don't know which way this year perform. But I can perform. This one to a few. You know they gone through. You're in suffering.
She gets up every morning. Gonna drag us home for the bed. A cigarette. Nobody wants to become boring.
No.
She's been wild and ever since. And plus she was so charming.
How could she resist?
She can't get the call back. All that she had to fall back. It hurts so bad to get played like that. And it burns, always burns. Now she's broken and bitter. Heart is frozen over like winter. Little lovesick girl like you watch the world at the turn.
Hear me?
Tell me.
Which way to turn, Mr. Rain, inside your Money Monday, 917-889-3926, right here, all the way live from Newark, Delaware, with Finance. Give it up for Toya, everybody.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. I'm sure everyone has heard about extreme couponing. There are shows on TV about it. People are actually providing classes on the, you know, ways that you can partake in extreme couponing, how you can save a lot of money. But if you're anything like me, you do not have the time or the patience to sit around stalking down coupons and clipping them out. So I have an easy way for you to use coupons, and that is buying coupons on eBay. I know you probably think the idea of paying for a coupon is an oxymoron, but fortunately, it's one of the smartest shopping decisions you can actually make, especially if you want to save money. And it's also one of the easiest ways to save money. A typical stack of 20 coupons sells on eBay for about a dollar, maybe two. So just remember, it's not just the coupons you're paying for, but it's also the professional service that the clipper is providing, if you can actually call that a professional service. But paying for the actual coupon is illegal, so you often see a lot of sellers saying something like, you're bidding on the cost of shipping, the time to collect and clip and list the coupons, but the coupons themselves are free. So here are just three reasons why you should look into buying coupons on eBay. First, you get only what you want. A lot of times there are only a handful of coupons you actually want to use from the Sunday insert, or sometimes the ones that you actually want is not there. It's not in the insert at all, though it may be in an insert in a different state, which you can buy on eBay and use in your home state. When you buy coupons on eBay, you can simply use the search tool, type in the product or the retailer or the coupon that you want, and find exactly what you're looking for. So there's no hassle, there's no clipping, you don't have unnecessary coupons and end up spending money on things you don't need just because you have a coupon. You can get multiple coupons. You know, like I said, the thought of extreme couponing to me is just ridiculous. I don't have the time or the patience to actually collect coupons, subscribe to different newspapers just to get the inserts and things of that sort. So what you do is just buy a whole stack of coupons on eBay for maybe a dollar or $2. Now, again, people may think that's crazy to pay for coupons, but if you pay a dollar for a stack of 20 or 25 coupons that you will actually want and use on products that you, you know, normally purchase, you may be getting dollar off coupons, 50 cent off coupons, and, you know, buy one, get one free. And depending on what stores you go to, a lot of stores will actually double the value of the coupon. So just keep that in mind. And lastly, you can save money and time. Searching for the deals, then clipping and organizing the coupons can take hours, even days, if you're really an extreme couponer. And again, subscribing to multiple newspapers or buying multiple inserts really isn't cheap. So you're actually paying more money just to get the coupons. But when you pay someone else to do the clipping for you, you save time in addition to money. So it's something you definitely want to look at. Again, it may sound crazy, but just take the time to log on to eBay and do a search for coupons. You never know what you may find. The one thing you want to be careful of, is just make sure that you pay attention to the small print, the fine print that the actual person providing the service may have listed, like the shipping costs or expiration dates of the coupons or what have you. So, you know, if you can, you know, purchase the services from a top-rated seller, and, again, just pay attention to the fine prints. But you can find a lot of coupons on eBay, and a dollar or two is not a lot of money if it's going to save you $10, $20, $30. Some people are even selling, you know, their vouchers online for airline tickets and things of that sort. So it's something to look at. If you don't have time to actually clip coupons, you can have someone do it for you and save you money and time in the process.
Helping you to save some money, hey, every penny saved is a penny earned. On this Money Monday, it's Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. We always appreciate your tips, Toya.
was Buttercream Rewind here on TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this Money Monday, where we've been discussing how you can keep your money in your pocket by presenting your fiance with a prenup. Better yet, present your husband or wife with a postnup.
Hey, and we did confirm that a postnuptial is real, and you can get a postnuptial, which is crazy. Hey, but Didi, what Tasia was saying is real in reference to how women communicate sometimes. We've talked about that on this show. Do you not agree? Because I know you can be a boisterous, you know, independent,
ooh,
you know, woman. Just like Koya, just like Cito,
ooh,
just like a lot of women I know. But, I mean, do you all disagree, or is Sincere and myself, because I agree with him, are we in left field?
Well, I think that.
I personally, I mean, I agree. I mean, sometimes you got to play your position, and you got to, I too am looking at, I take criticism and feedback very well. So posing that question to me, I can say yes. I think I do fall guilty of that. I used to have that conversation with my husband. I can't say often, but when we did discuss it, that's something we did talk about. So sometimes you do have to self-check, you know, and watch your mouth. But and also, it can't be that it's the woman beating the man up all the time. I mean, sometimes you just got to call a spade a spade. And everything doesn't come out buttery, but that don't mean it's not the truth or that's not the fact. A fact is a fact. And a man has to just be able to take it. And but also a woman needs to know how to play her position and play her role too. So, yeah, I mean, hey, that's that. Toya?
Yes. I'm not boisterous at all. I'm far from disrespectful. I hold my tongue.
Get out of here.
Didi? Didi? Hello?
I'm at a little job.
I know how to speak to my husband. I don't know about you people. I know how to keep the peace in my home.
Hey, that's important. I don't know if that's sarcasm or what. What
you're
saying is real,
but
it's important.
Can you do good sometimes?
I have learned a lot over the years. You have to keep in mind that I started shacking up at a young age. So I had to learn as I grew older. And I can tell you I do a lot better now than I did in the past. And I have learned to bite my tongue. I don't do that all the time, no. But I choose my words wisely now. I'm older and wiser.
Why is it important to bite your tongue? So, why is it important to bite your tongue? Why is it important to bite your tongue?
Because a lot of times you speak before you think, especially if you're in a heated conversation or, you know, you're discussing something that maybe you or another person, you don't really want to discuss. It's not a comfortable conversation, you know, whether it's money or anything. So I had learned to bite my tongue. Hold on, Tori, don't say anything. Let him talk. And, you know, breathe, count down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, get it together. So it won't come out wrong. Because a lot of times what I would do is I may not be saying the wrong thing, but my delivery was wrong. So that's what I had to work on. But I've got it together now, I think, for the most part. I might slip up every now and then, but I'm good.
Ms. Keela.
There you go.
Has your experience been, for folks who are just tuning in with us at 10:55, has your experience been that men are intimidated by women's money?
I would have to say, and it's not even a whole lot of money, just the fact that at the moment you earn more than they do or you have more assets than they do, which is why when I brought up the whole prenuptial agreement, there wasn't an issue. They didn't mind signing it at all, but it posed many problems along the way, which is why I'm still single. We did not marry, so, you know, it was prenuptial. We in that stage, and then as we move forward, it dissolved because it was an issue.
But so that was that man, solve. Right? That's not men in general. That was that particular man, right?
That's one. That's the live, the whole prenup example. But for the most part, it's not the only one. So I would have to say the majority, yes.
crap.
For the most part, I
not all crap, Terrence.
I mean, maybe she is the woman. When you're empowered, you might have a little bit more. You know, maybe you can make some decisions. Whereas the woman that doesn't cannot. So maybe she's more subjected to certain behaviors and stuff like that. And maybe some other women are not. But what I know is that it is the majority. Maybe it's not all, but it is a majority. Even when they're accomplished or established to a degree, they still have an issue when the woman may make more or possess more assets than them. They feel like they have to be one up.
If that's been the experience, that's been the experience. You said what?
I think they feel like they have to be one up on the woman in order for it to work.
I think that's how we're programmed. That's how we're read. I think, you know, to me, that's how manhood is defined for most men. It's defined as having that one up, not always in a controlling way, in my opinion, but in a head of the household kind of way. And Sincere, chime in. Help me out, brother.
I mean, me, myself, I find rich, powerful, ambitious women sexy. So, I mean, maybe it's just weak-minded men you're messing with. I mean, because I really don't care about what you're making, whatever. I mean, it's just all in how you speak to me, point blank. I mean, that's the whole conversation.
You gotta have some respect.
Yeah, most women with power, they become just like the men that they hate. They become controlling, commanding, putting this man on a allowance. You only can spend this much money here. But when that man comes to that woman with all the money and says, "Oh baby, I want to go try this business," nah, just do what you do. She want to keep him in that position. I mean, so it's both sides. So it just depends on the person that you meet. Some people just weak-minded, weak-willed, and they intimidated by anything. Not even just intimidated by a woman. Any man that's intimidated by a woman with power is intimidated by another man and another child that can run faster, jump higher. They're intimidated by everything.
Yeah, and I think that's real. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's like this. I mean, if you were to ask just off the rip, ask the average woman what's a man's number one desire, what you're going to say is sex. But you are absolutely dead wrong. A man's number one desire is to be respected. And the reality of that didn't really kick in until, you know, I was educated, you know, really on the principles of a man's desire versus a woman's desire. But the number one reflex, we would say that it's sex. Men desire sex, but it's not true. It's respect. Now, a woman's number one desire is security. It's protection. At the end of the day. However, guess what happens, though? Now, check it out. It just think about the humanistic aspect of this. If a woman's number one desire is security and protection, if a woman already is able to secure herself financially, in her mind, what does she need a man for?
All I'm saying is
women who are coming up today, upwardly mobile, gainfully financial women, they take the perspective where I'm good, I'm stable, I'm holding it down, I don't need a man. And they start to disrespect men overall because guess what? In their mind, they've arrived. Going back to the interaction and how you talk and how you kind of, I mean, you can't talk down to your man whether you make more money or not. Because guess what? A man's number one desire is to be respected. Let me go all the way up to Washington, D.C. And talk to Coop. Coop, what you got, bro? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, man? How y'all doing tonight?
Chilling.
Hey, it's a good topic again tonight. First thing I tune in, and I think I hear Dee Dee. She sounds like a Klan member talking about, "That's just you people." I didn't understand that.
A Klan member?
No, that wasn't Dee Dee. Actually, That was me, and I was joking on TV by saying
that,
you people. So that was Toya saying you
that was
people
Toya's.
TV. Yes.
Okay, so that was Toya's racist ways coming out. My bad, my bad. Hey, but yeah, I gotta y'all know y'all already know from last night. I agree with Sensei and T because I like strong women. So it's not just independent, but it's like Sensei said, some women once they get that upper hand, they act just like the men that they say they dislike. Now,
right.
Women might say men are intimidated by it and not see that they're doing the exact same thing. Like, you can have a woman that gets in a powerful position, and it was like we were having a conversation last night about how knowing how to speak to someone, and you might say that you want a strong man, but every man you get, like I've known female that they want strong men, but every man they get, you see them talking back down to them and just talking in any kind of way. I had a female I worked with that did that. And I told her, I said, you say you want to tell this and that type of guy, but you really don't. You want somebody that you can tell what to do and when to do and how to do it, and they do it. And you're not going to find the type of guy that you're looking for that's going to also do what you want, when you want, and how you want.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. And not still be a real man, because a real man is going to stand his ground until you go sit down somewhere when you start talking crazy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, yeah, oh, guess what? Or you're going to already have respect for that man, and you're not going to come at him crazy.
Absolutely. If he's
it's either
man,
one or the other. It's one or the other. It's nothing in between.
Right.
You know, I mean, so
man,
I...
A man
right,
can't be weak, he guess. A man has to, he has to, respect is earned, it is not given. I mean, we do give people a measure or a benefit of the doubt. But at some point, respect is earned. You just can't come off the cuff and say, just because God made me a man that I should be respected or vice versa. What have you done to earn this respect? No, I don't agree that we need to come out of our mouth all flippant to you. Don't get me wrong. I ain't trying to be jazzy or sassy. Sassy or jazzy. Needless to say, but what have I done and what have you done to earn the respect in which you're at?
Hey, I don't disagree with that at all.
Oh, yeah.
PM Hyman Radio Live, True Hill, How Deep Is Your Love? It is 11:08 here in Chesapeake, Virginia. It is 8:08 over there on the West Coast, baby, and we are having a wonderful discussion stemming from last night's topic about presenting your fiancé with a prenup. And, of course, now we learn what a postnup is, and right now we are discussing respect and just trying to understand from a male's perspective that sometimes women are speak disrespectfully to a man. That's why we get the response that we get, and that's probably why we're in the situation we are. I feel as though men are intimidated by a woman with money and stature and power and things of that sort. But I was saying, I agree sometimes women do, we become flippant at the mouth. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we are not guilty of it. But I also, my case is, what about earning respect? Because God made you a male, because God made us women, I mean, at some point, yes, you get the benefit of the doubt, but at some point, you have to earn it. Respect is earned. So if you're not out there earning your keep, just like if you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't earn your respect, why must I give it to you? I may not have to talk to you, Jazzy, but for real, what? Why do I have to respect you? But how come I can't tell you why I got to make it all buttery to let you call a spade and let you know this is the actual facts, this is what's going on, this is what's up with you, but I got to make it all buttery because I'm, in order not to show disrespect, I'm not disrespecting you, I'm just telling you the situation.
Buttery and respect is like two different things. You don't have to give it to me buttery. Just talk to me like I'm a man and not like I'm an 8-year-old.
Okay, I understand.
Hey, Toya, can I ask a question, Toya? That's Toya talking, right? I mean, Dee Dee.
That's Dee Dee.
Hey, Dee Dee. Okay, hey, Dee Dee.
Yeah.
When you get heated, I bet you just let Bama's have it, don't you?
What? Come on, don't you know me, though?
I'm just saying. But to me, it doesn't have to be about just because it's a man being respectful. I just think that you're respectful of all people. You don't have to talk any kind of way to anybody. So I don't even think it has to really matter that as a man. And so to me, it's just, it doesn't even matter. It's like about you're supposed to earn respect, but I think when it comes to anybody, you give the respect until they give you a reason not to give it. And I see too many people that just feel like they can talk too aggressive to somebody for no reason.
Right.
So. I can understand that. Like I said, I don't condone men nor women just, being disrespectful, period. However, sometimes I think we misconstrue calling a spade, saying what it is or putting the situation out there as being disrespectful. However, take into account what Terrence said is, it's, again, Antonio, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You don't have to talk to me like an 8-year-old, but I can be stern and choose the right words so that you understand on the grown folks level that this is what it is, But at the same time, sometimes people are like, well, you disrespecting me because, I felt you offended me. No. Well, I apologize for the hurt, but I didn't disrespect you. I just told you the truth.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a mindset. It comes down to a mindset, and you have to see things, different. I'm a believer that you get out what you put in. You get out what you put in. At the end of the day, guess what? Whatever you say, it comes towards you. Whatever you say, whatever you do, it comes right back at you that way. That's just like, whatever you write down, guess what? Ultimately, it comes to pass. If you put a plan and some effort behind it, what you hear, you often repeat. Whether you believe it or not, if you hear it enough times, you'll start repeating it. You're like, where'd that come from? You heard them say that. You have to be conscious of what you're doing and who you're surrounding yourself by. Because I believe, again, association, just it generates assimilation. So if you find yourself around, women who bash they men, guess what? You might just start coming home bashing your man, not because you're a man basher, but because you're surrounded by man bashers.
The beauty salon.
That's true. So you got to be conscious. You got to be real conscious of what you do, what you say, what you actually, you know, listen to. And I just heard that put in a real eloquent way here recently. But at the end of the day, we know these principles already. But it's not just what you know. It's what you're walking out. You know, if you just tuned into the show, we are inside Money Monday. Tonight we're talking about prenups. If your fiance, you know, was wanting to protect their finances and threw a prenup out at you, how would you respond to that? And moreover, do you really believe that men are intimidated by women and their money? You know, mix feelings on this show. Coming up, we got entertainment and national news coming live out of Newark, Delaware. But first, here's HAC, Kato and Shot. It's called Set Me Free. TM High Mobile.
Post instrumental. Set me free. Why don't you, babe?
Won't you just let go? You know it ain't working. Find them papers.
Day by day.
We ain't going nowhere.
You
nah.
Don't really love
nowhere.
Me.
It ain't like you love me or nothing. Just hanging on to nothing but win. Let go. I'm fed up. Just give me my freedom. I told you I'm fed up.
She was made with a special ingredient. Her dressing is even with a drive up my blood pressure. I'm texting and BBM. I'm larger than medium. The stress is moving up inside. Wanting my freedom, but she's standing at the borderline. Not saying she's trying to hurt me, but trust me, it's controversy. The more that we fussing, the more I'm leaving. I'm trying to hurry. Hydrated, kind of thirsty. You flicker to find my mercy. I'm close to the edge and I'm pins and needles. It's where my nerves be. We don't be kissing like one of us got the herpes. And through this adversity, faithfulness, she averting to be up. It doesn't pay to keep her. If I can pay, I'll leave her. I use a check, cash, probably even twice a visa. I'm bleeding by the leader, shoulda knew the sign of Libra. Before I said I need her, shoulda took the time to read her. Being a lover, leave your death blind and growing weaker. Now I regret the day I bowed and stood before that preacher.
That means you say it's over, right? So why is it I'm still getting phone calls out of nowhere? Text messages out of nowhere. You wanna talk about what happened, but it's no fixing this situation, baby. It's dead, and I'm good. So now, you can watch me spread my wings and yell it like, ow! Now it's more attitude. What happened to gratitude? You put the strip on me like I be mad at you. It's more headache looking and trying to set straight. All about egos, views, and side people. Now them hoes a threat because you have weight. Holding on cause money causes champagne. Used to rep like you head of my campaign. Trying to get you out my mind like pants with grass stains. Memories live in a trash can. Be a fool to be locked up and give you my last name. But when the money goes, true color shows. When it's around, it's hitting like wearing underclothes.
See that
you say what I want, and I just shrug my shoulders. I got some clueless, reconstructing the blueprint. Bitch, bowling my feelings, so now it's new sex. The reverse without you.
Be about you.
Fuck with that nigga, man. Give him that headache. Set me free, you know? Let me do my thing. Let me get my life back. Let me move the corner. Be it to be a born. Ha ha.
TMI on the Radio Live, WHAC, your hip-hop informer, with entertainment and national news coming to you live out of Newark tonight in place of CeeLo, Newark, Delaware. Here's Toya.
Shout out to CeeLo. Good afternoon in the morning, Colin. first female to actually run or to actually put in her bid to run for president would be Representative Michelle Bachmann. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with her, but if you follow politics, you know she's the Minnesota rep who is actually one of the big Tea Party members. So she has put in her bid to actually run for president. So we'll see how that goes, see if there are any other females that will follow her lead, such as Palin, and don't know who else would actually step up to run, but she is the first female to actually put in her bid. Wiener, you know, we've been talking about Wiener for the past week now, but Representative Anthony Wiener has taken a 2-week leave of absence from the U.S. House.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, I guess he's seeking help. I mean, how do you seek help for just being nasty? I don't know, but yeah, he's taken a 2-week leave of absence, and actually President Obama has said that he actually believes that he should step down, just like other people.
He needs to bring his freak. He needs to bring his freak under subjection.
Whatever. Just do your job, whatever. You send the pictures out. People send pictures all the time, but because he's Representative Wiener, he can't do it. Well, I guess not, but still. So, yeah, he's actually taking that leave that we've been talking about for the past week, wondering when he would actually do it, where it's done.
Yep.
Yeah, so sad, so sad. I feel bad for all of those Miami Heat fans.
Oh,
sorry they didn't bring it last night.
Yeah,
so,
we were sad.
Yeah. Oh, well, y'all will get over it. But, you know, shout out to Jason Kidd. It's about time he won a ring. I mean, he's what, like 62 now? He's been playing since I'm like middle school, but he's got his ring along with the rest of the Dallas clan. So, you know, shout out to them. They did a good job.
It was a good game. Big up to the Mavericks.
Yeah. Not sure if you guys heard about the 15-year-old girl who was shot in the back of the head. It's a Bronx girl. She was actually at, like, a house party, and I guess the party had spilled out into the street for some odd reason. I don't know what was going on. And two younger guys were just firing shots in the air, and she asked one of them, yo, why are you firing shots in the air? That's stupid. And as she turned around to walk away, he shot her in the back of the head. So she's in critical condition, but it's been on the news and it's been in the news. So, you know, prayers out to her and her family. Hopefully she'll pull through. They're saying it's not looking good. But, yeah, 15-year-old girl shot in the back of the head for asking a young gentleman, not a gentleman, but a young man, why he was firing shots in the air. So, yeah, that's pretty sad. And I'm not sure if you guys have seen pictures of Representative Gifford in the news, but they have pictures of her smiling, and she's actually doing well. She's coming along pretty well. So those pictures are actually, I think, out in the news yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, good for her. I didn't think that that would be the outcome, and I'm glad that it is. So, and one other thing, Coasters, lead singer, if you guys are familiar with the Coasters, any of those old school people who listen to that music, the lead singer, Carl Gardner, he died actually today at 83. He was a resident of Point St. Lucie in Florida, and he actually died today. So I believe he had a long bout with congestive heart failure and some other vascular disorder. So he passed away today. So prayers out to him and his family as well. But not much going on in the news. Big thing right now is just Wiener. He's all everywhere, and he has been for the past week, so we'll see where it goes from here.
Thanks, Toya, for bringing us entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about, you just gave us a lot of information we knew nothing about. You said ain't much going on in the news. Entertainment National News coming live out of Newark, Delaware with Toya.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee, a certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
To block the rain.
About sharing everything and not what he's going to keep from me. So,
and you know what?
I believe that as well. Mm-hmm.
If I really love you and I offer my hand in marriage to you, I don't know why I wouldn't want to share everything with you.
Exactly.
You know,
I'm agreeing with you because his head shouldn't even be there. He shouldn't be thinking about things like that. I don't want to go into a marriage like that. So, yeah, it's definitely out of the question for me.
No one should want to go into a marriage like that, but the reality is many people go into marriages like that with apprehension, but they still, for one reason or another, feel the need to get married.
Yeah, that's not going to be me, though. That's not going to be me. And anybody that is proposing to me and is thinking of a prenup, it's not going to happen. So
I feel you.
I'll give them back their ring.
I mean, and Coop and Cecile, we don't disagree with the fact that when we offer our hand in marriage, we should be offering up everything we have, right?
Don't speak to me.
That's
the idea, right? Don't speak to me. I motherfucking disagree 100%. I'm not trying to hear that. That's the most bullshit I've ever heard in my life. Women are always talking about, oh, this is forever, this is forever. Okay, if it happens, it happens. The prenup is for just in case. It's just like car insurance. You know what I'm saying? I might not ever need it, but just in case I do, I'm going to have it.
Hey, can I ask a question? Hey. I agree with Cecile,
hey,
but I also agree with Terrence.
I didn't look at it like that.
Go ahead. I agree with Cecile, but I also agree with Terrence. It's like, if I'm able to get married, I'm hoping that it's, you know, for all the right reasons and everything. But at the same time, I'm with Terrence. I had a buddy who had it. He already had his own home before he got married. He got married. Him and his wife stayed married a couple of years, got divorced. He had to buy her out of the house. He paid all the bills on the house. She didn't pay anything on the house, but when they got divorced, he had to buy her out of the house. And it was like, it wasn't no millions at stake, but it still was like the thought of, like, I had already done this without you. Then I bring you into it, and then it doesn't work out, and I got to buy you out of something that I was already paying for.
Right.
That right there has to hurt. But can I ask, what's her name, Fenoma? Can I ask her a question?
Fenoma.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
Let's say you were marrying someone and they offered you a prenup where it gave you some kind of financial stability if you all got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Would you turn that down as well?
I will. I'm an all or nothing kind of person. So if you have reservations and you're trying to keep something from me already, then I'm not into it. It means I don't even have all of you to begin with. So I'm all or nothing. If I want to marry you, then I'm giving you my 100%, and I expect nothing but 100% from you. And insurance or not, you can call it whatever it is. It's an insult. It's a sign of, that you don't trust me. It's a sign that you're planning for a divorce. It means I don't have your 100%, and I don't want anything less than 100.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, say it's a this agreement where it guarantees you X number of dollars, like with Michael Douglas, him and
prenups,
yeah.
Guarantee the good prenups. You're walking away with something. You're not walking away empty-handed on a prenup. But still, I don't want to walk away with just something. I don't want to walk away. I don't want to plan on walking away. I know that life happens, but you know what? I don't want to prepare for the, let it just hit me by surprise or whatever. Marriage, life's an exam. I mean, in marriages, you expect to have bad times, hard times, and you work through it. But I'm going into it expecting that any difficulties that come up, we're going to walk through it. We're going to make it, happen for us. And I believe that not having a prenup is also a motivation to make us stay and walk through it. It means we have a vested interest in the relationship. Our money is tied into it. Everything is tied into it. We're not walking away. So I'm not signing it, even if it guarantees me more than I ever came in with.
Shioma, I absolutely hear you loud and clear. Sincere on an island standing all by itself on this one right here. Sure.
No,
hey, let's
no,
go to the phone.
No.
Hey, hold on. Stand by for me. Stand by. Area code 813, last four digits, 2976. Tell us the name where you're calling from.
Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida's in the building. What's cracking?
Yeah, I just have a comment on that prenup. I look at it like this. If they're going to write a prenup, then have them sign a prenup. on your condition, since he has condition, then both ends will win.
Well, I think a mutual, you know, prenup is really, that's just what's required. You know, I think the prenup overall needs to be mutual. You know, it shouldn't be like a dictatorship. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. I mean, I'm not marrying, you know, my boss. You know, I'm not marrying a drill sergeant, somebody who's going to dictate to me. It should be a mutual understanding. And like Shioma said, in most prenups, good ones anyway, you know, you're walking away with something. You know, your time, it's going to be a return on the investment of your time if it's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. But like I tell the ladies, if you get a prenup, don't use his lawyer. Get your own lawyer to look at it to make sure you understand what you're signing so you won't be surprised at the end.
And like I'm going to tell my dudes, since I got so many advocates for the ladies, we better stop sleeping and letting women, you know, kind of dictate to us. We better start, you know, really stepping our game up to understand what's cracking. Because at the end of the day, prenups go both ways. And I think most of us don't think about protecting our assets. We're really ready to give it away. I know me. I never thought about a prenup prior to preparing for yesterday's show Friday night. And we did a two-part because this is so real. You know, for anybody who works hard, anybody who works hard has good work ethic, male or female, the thought of somebody just coming along jacking that up, you know, that's a devastating thought. So guess what? You know what I'm saying? Whether you believe in prenups or not, at the end of the day, take care of your business. Get to know who it is you're about to try to spend the rest of your life with. Don't get married just because, you know, just because she's pregnant, just because she got, you know, good hair, pretty eyes, good
head,
JJ, good brain.
Some money.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Good money. I mean, hey. You know, thank you for calling in, my dear. What's your name again? Where you calling from? Where in Tampa?
Uh-oh, did she drop off? I think she's shy. She doesn't want to give her name.
It's okay. Thanks for calling in tonight. Thanks for checking in with us. Hey, Cecile, you got it, man. Again,
no.
You on an island all by yourself right now, bro.
I will stay on this island by myself because...
Hey, Cecile, I feel you, man. I feel you, Cecile. Right.
I'm going to tell you, this conversation right here, if we'd had this conversation some years ago, we could have saved OJ. Point blank. We could have saved Ray Carew. We could have saved the girl who tried to dump in the trunk. All these lives would have been saved if we had a nice, good prenup. Now, I understand Shioma, she the mushy type. Oh, love, we married for love. But then she turned around and say, if I do walk away, I don't want to walk away with nothing. That's why you need a prenup.
I'm not going to walk away with nothing. It's not going to happen to me. But you know what? We're talking about the point I'm trying to make. A man is supposed to take care of his wife.
When she is his wife.
Yeah, so when you're going into a marriage, you're supposed to be focused on how you're going to use everything you have to take care of your wife, not like, oh, okay, in case something happens, I need to keep some of my stuff from her. That's not how to start a life.
Do you have insurance?
The law requires that I have insurance. I don't have any choice on that.
It's the law.
I don't have an option.
You wouldn't have it? You wouldn't have insurance
have
if the law?
Yeah, I wouldn't have it if the law doesn't require it because
okay,
it's
so
a
you are reckless. You're a risk taker.
I'm not reckless. It's just that sometimes you pay all that money for insurance and then you get in an accident or you need to file a claim and you're still paying. And then if you don't file a claim, they don't give you your money back.
Let me take you from that point. Now, look at this from a man's perspective. Just the way you said it. Sometimes you pay all that money and then end up not getting the service you want. That's the same thing a man gets in a wife. Sometimes you pay all that money initially, you know what I'm saying, and then you're not getting the service that you wanted, you know what I'm saying? So when you don't get the service that you want, you end that agreement with that company and you move to another company. Now, just because you're leaving GEICO, that don't mean you got to pay GEICO hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to Allstate.
It's not the same concept. It's not the same concept. Marriage is more than that. Like, it's a covenant. You're sharing your life. You have a soul tie with that person. It's not something you can just walk away with. It's not just something you can walk away from. So it's more than that. When two lives unite like that, even with the divorce, it's not the end of it. You're tied to that person sometimes forever. So it's more than that.
It is more than that, Shioma. Shioma, mm-hmm. Pause. Take, breathe, Shioma, breathe. Hey, folks, it is 11:38. You're in tune to TMI Radio Live this Money Monday. It's Monday, June 13th. Welcome to the show. If you've just tuned in, we only have like 20 minutes left. Check the podcast. Go back and listen to last night's podcast so it can bring you totally up to date where we are right now. Thanks for rocking with us. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. As you can hear, people got opinions. We'll keep those opinions going after this. Here's Chester. It's Chester Gregory, if you will be. TMI Radio Live.
And I wouldn't feel the pain from you saying your last goodbye. What if I treated you right? I could have acted like a fool. You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have the pain. I'm a day without the light. If we are supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Thank you.
out in Paris, France. Thanks for tuning in, Chester Gregory, if you only. Area code 757, last four digits, 8125. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Yo, what's up? This is Randy, Hampton, Virginia.
Hampton, Virginia's in the building. Hey, hey, Randy, are men intimidated by women with money?
Are men intimidated by women with money? I'll be lying to say that there's some men that's not, you know what I'm saying, intimidated. But sad to say, there are some men out there that I think is a little intimidated by a woman with money, status or power, you know what I'm saying?
Is, you think that's really due to how women treat men, or do we just walk around just hating?
I think it has to do with,
because we don't got nothing, because we don't have
it. I think it has to do with on both sides, it has to do on both sides, man. It got to come together. It just depends on who the man is and who the woman is that come together. You know what I'm saying? A man may come to the table without no power, status, or money, and he meet a woman with power, status, or money. And his upbringing may be in more a positive to handle a woman with power / money. Or his upbringing, he may be on a little weaker side where he just don't know how to handle. And then on top of that, on the other side, you got a woman that meets a fairly decent guy that may not have more than her or as much as her. And she may take advantage of this guy and use that power and money as a way, a means to keep him around, you know, because of maybe it's a physical thing, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he's a trophy to her. So she walks around with a trophy physically, but mentally she knows he's not equipped to really, she knows that he's a little weak. So he you know, she'll take advantage of that. It just depends on the woman and the man and when they come together and what position they are in life and as far as where they came from, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
but I think
That's intimidated by women's money. No, I get it. Hey, if you had 1.5 in the bank, you pulling out a prenup on your fiance?
1.5 in the bank. That's quite a bit in the bank, man. You come into the table and would I ask for a prenup for my fiance? My fiance, man, that's quite a bit in it. But man, we live in a society where we gotta protect your assets. You gotta protect your assets. Sad to say, man, but nowadays we got more. There's more being created, and there's more that's at stake nowadays, man, versus back in the day. You know what I mean? So that's a lot, man, at stake, man. And the way that things going nowadays, man, it's, you don't want to walk into your man's negative, thinking like, look, such and such, we might not make it. You don't want to think negative, but you also don't want to think that you're going to get in a car accident either, but you take out insurance just in case.
Right. And of course, that question is a hypothetical, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know what everyone has said hopefully has helped us all to really think about this topic tonight and really the dialogue. Right, because I know the question that I'm asking you, the questions that we've asked, that they're only, you know, hypothetical questions, because you got to be in the situation in order to really know. And at the end of the day, it depends on who it is. It depends on who it is. So you really can't say, because hopefully, if anybody offers up their hand in marriage, if anybody says yes, you know what I'm saying, to a marriage proposal, you're saying it because you really care for that person. You want to grow. You want to build. Not ever going into the relationship thinking about it's not going to work. I agree with you, Shioma. You never should go into a relationship thinking it's not going to work. And if you start to feel that, guess what? It's time to revisit if we really want to make this relationship happen, or at least talk about what you're feeling so you can try to fix it if it's reconcilable. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? If there's irreconcilable differences, then guess what? We can't make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's opinion has been real. Thank you all very much. We can, you know, just kind of is open. It's open to the floor. We got a lot of folks tuned in. Part two to what would you do if your fiance hit you with a prenup? We also found out, guess what, folks, there's a such thing as a post-nuptial. So it's never too late, damn it.
That's worse than a prenup. Does not
hey,
mean
well,
that they already
guess
have
what,
a
though.
Divorce lawyer on
what's
the site.
Nah, check this out. Check this out. I thought about it. See, because Toya was joking when she said it, right? But anytime somebody says something that I've never heard before, I go to researching, or I get people to start researching it. And so last night I found out that postnuptial was real, right? But check this out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me and you, we've been married for 15 years. We've been married
mm-hmm.
for 15 years, right? We've built a lot of community property together. But all of a sudden, you know, we find out that, you know, you had kids along the way. You got young kids. We've been together 15 years, but you got kids that's like 6 and 7. So you had kids outside of the marriage, but guess what? I still love you, girl. I still love you, girl. But guess what? But guess what? You can't get another damn dime of mine from this day going forward. Everything that we've built together, guess what, baby? We're going to hold it down together. I ain't going nowhere. Yeah, at this point, you're trapped. But guess what? You're not going to get a dime. I want a post-nuptial that's going to say from this point forward, you can't get a dime.
I guess these women should be getting close, not men then, because there's no way you can be with a woman and she has a child and you don't. No, the men that go out and cheat and, you
know,
next thing you know, your husband has a 3-year-old running around and he has another family. So I guess maybe the post-nups are for the women. But even at that, I think if you're at the point where you need to get a post-nup, maybe it's have that lawyer file a divorce instead of getting a post-nup. I mean, at that point, you might as well just get it over with. Seriously.
Hey,
I remember that the last guy she married,
they had a prenup where he was guaranteed to leave with like $5 million or whatever. And so I'm like, I'm kind of like with Fiona. If I could meet somebody like Liz Taylor, I would sign the prenup. But if not, like I said last night, I might have to change my mind and think about the Kevin Federline type of way. But nah, then again, he signed one and he got the bad deal. But I'm also, I think since what Fiona was trying to say was her car insurance thing, she don't do it because the accident ain't going to be her fault. So if the marriage go wrong,
pretty much.
It ain't going to be her fault. So either way, she going to get paid. And the car accident is going to be somebody's fault. She going to get paid. And then the marriage is going to be somebody's fault and she going to get paid.
Amen. Amen.
She say amen. She just kind of talking about how sanctimonious marriage was. She say amen to get paid off of that. She hear that? So what Fiona is a gold
opportunity.
I'm not. I'm just realistic.
She's an opportunist.
I don't like going against the laws of nature. It's the way God made it. For
it's
men to take care
money.
Of women and not
love.
The other way around. So if I'm giving you myself, my life, I deserve your all, including your money. Like, you know, last night my sister made a good point because men measure themselves by what they have, what they can get. That's how, you know, a lot of them place their self-worth there. And I think it's just, you know, in men's nature to be the hunter-gatherer, the, you know, breadwinner, taking care of the house. So I'm not going to...
I'm not going to prevent
any man from walking under his, you know, taking that role as a man and taking care of me. And that means everything. I'm going to give you my whole life. I'm going to be dedicated. I'm going to be faithful. But if you decide to walk away, then you get what you deserve. I mean, seriously.
But I promise
not to cheat. I promise not to do anything. I'm gonna be faithful. You know, I'll do everything within my power to make sure that the marriage works. But it, you know, you have to do your part too. And going there, protecting your assets, that's not doing your part. That means you have a backup plan. And I don't believe in backup plans because if you don't have a backup, you will give me your 100%, and I want nothing else.
Hey, Fiona, thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead, cool.
Hey, in all seriousness, though, it's like I said last night, how I told this female that told me once, the reason she went after her husband so hard financially because that was the only way she could hurt him. And that's why I think, guys, it might be better for us to get prenups while everybody's heads is, you know, level. But women got to commit, and guys have to admit it, that when them feelings get upset at the end, that you the nicest woman will go cutthroat and try to see how hard she can hurt you in that pocket.
That's true. Thanks, Coop. Hey, Keila McCaskey, you've been very quiet, but go ahead and wrap it up with some wisdom for us before we start off.
I don't have anything to add. I think it was very good. I just don't have any objections to the prenup. I see it as an asset planning, estate planning, life planning, the whole nine. So I won't have an issue with the prenup. That's it.
Thank you for riding with us tonight. Angels.
Be blessed.
Hey, the one thing that we've got to realize as a people is at the end of the day, it's really about taking care of business. We got to get our hearts right. We got to get our minds right. And we just got to get everything in order. When you start to get things aligned and in order, things start happening for you. You know, take care of your business. Know who you're dealing with. You know, learn how to connect with the people that you're supposed to connect with. And guess what? Understand this. Everybody that wants to connect with you, they not worthy. T.M. Hyman signing off inside this Money Monday. Hey, thanks for riding with us. This is a great show. Part 2. Check y'all out Wednesday, 10 p.m. Back again Friday, 10 p.m. I really appreciate your peace.
Mixtape.
Trappers.
Matt Payne on the beat. Bird Mark, let's go. FLA to Georgia. Watch me move. South Cat, watch me move. Let go. Chewy.
Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. Making something out of nothing, nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. My nigga, watch me move. Money on my mind, but my feet do the talking. If you with it, grabbing it, you can get to walking. No time for no problem.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.